I said, this girl, she's not going to die. I just worshiped the King. I walked up and down beside her bed. I sing little songs and I praise the Lord. About 5 hours later, that little social worker walked over me and she said, I'll never forget you or this day as long as I live. I said, why is that, man? I'd never seen a man that had lost his wife and daughter. And then we told him these other little girls are going to die. And all you can do is walk up and down and praise God and sing songs. I said, ma'am, you're going to see the greatest miracle you've ever seen in your life. I guarantee it. Because I'm doing what God told me to do. Worship Him, praise Him, thank Him. I don't understand what He's doing, but I know He's glorifying Himself. And I'm standing on His mighty Word. And I didn't cry. I didn't scream. I didn't kick. I didn't say, God, where are you? What are you doing? I know the King knows what He's doing. I know the secret things belong to Him. I don't have to understand everything. All I got to do is know scriptures like this. If I got them hidden in my heart, what do you say I could ask Him for? Hey, that's pretty well to me. When He says, ask for anything, can God lie? Well, Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, in God, He cannot lie. So if God cannot lie, we know He can't, then why don't we as a church today learn to stand on these mighty promises? Hey, you know who we believe when the doctor comes in and says, I'm sorry, your son's going to die. Your daughter's going to die. You know the thing, nobody ever tells us, hey, what kind of sin you got in your life? Somebody said, you wouldn't dare walk into a hospital. Somebody said, your son's going to die and say, what's your sin? I will. I remember that night while I was in the hospital with Caitlin. There was a little boy that I'd led him to Jesus the night before, and his son was dying 2 months old. And I went in and prayed for that little boy. They said he was 95% brain dead, and he was no way he could be alive by morning. And I went in, I led that boy to Jesus, got him saved, and prayed for him. And the next morning, that little boy was ready to go home instead of dead. He was ready to go home. And when he was getting ready to go home, there was a girl come in screaming. Ah, ah. He said, what's wrong with you? She said, my son's been shot in the park, and they just told me he's fixing to die. He said, oh, they told me last night my son's going to die too. And this man right here prayed for him. This man, we're going home. You need him to pray for you. She said, sir, will you pray for my baby? I said, sure. But there's some things I got to know about you first. What do you mean? I said, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, do you go to church? Yeah. I said, I see you're pregnant. What's that got to do with my son? I said, maybe nothing, maybe everything. I said, are you married? No. I said, was that child in your womb conceived in wedlock or out of wedlock? She said, well, I'm living with a boy. I said, that's why your son's laying in there, shot in the back with a guy in the park, and that's why he's going to die, because of your sin, Mama. She said, nobody ever said me nothing like this. I said, but I'm telling you, it's your sin that's opened the door. Did we see a while ago in some of those scriptures that if you sin, it'll cause God to be angry with your children? He ain't never changed. In the New Testament, Hebrews 13:8 says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Is that right? That's written in God's Word. I said, now, woman, you want that little boy to live or die? She said, I want him to live. I said, then you got to repent. You got to ask God to forgive you. And she said, well, I'll do that. I said, okay. She said, what if... I said, you got to move out from that boy, too, and make God a promise. You won't never have sex with another man you're not married to. She said, what if I don't? I said, then your son's going to die. It's real simple. He's going to die. She said, I don't want him to die. I said, then, woman, you ain't got no choice. You're either going to make God a promise and do what He says, or your baby's going to die. Somebody said, I can't believe you're talking to this girl like that in an ICU room with everybody listening. Well, I want the girl to get, I want the baby to live. And I know the answer. And it's not saying, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, I'll pray for your baby. And if it's God's will, maybe He'll heal him. No, I'm smarter than that. I've read the book. Glory to God. I said, you ready to repent? She said, yes. I said, fall on your knees right here in front of all these people and tell God you're sorry for having sex with a man that you wasn't married to. And she did. I said, now tell God you won't never have sex with another man you ain't married to. And she did. I said, okay, now then. I said, we got that taken care of. I said, where's your son? She said, in there in the ICU. I said, let's go in there and see him. We went in there. We walked in there. I looked at the little nurse sitting at the foot of the bed there. I said, young lady, I said, you think this boy's going to live or die? She said, sir, I can't tell you anything. I said, oh, I know. I said, I'm come to pray for this boy. I said, if you can't tell me anything, I said, can you nod your head? I said, you think he's going to live? I know what that means, don't you? No. She was going by what she saw. She was going by all the indications. I said, okay. I walked up to the head of the bed, and I took that powerful scripture that we had on the board up there a while ago, Mark 16, 17, and 18. You might look at that one more time. Now then, because of the sin of the mother, she had opened the door to the demons. Well, boy had been shot, but the demons of hell is what's killing him. What did Jesus say I could do to a devil? I can cast him out in the name of Jesus. So I walked up to the head of the bed, and I put my hands on his little temples, because he had stuff plugged into him everywhere else. And I put my hands on him, and I said, Satan, you've lost this boy. This boy's mother has repented of her sins. And now then, I am commanding you to come out of him and leave. And I'm commanding this boy to be healed in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18. What did Jesus say I could do? Cast out the devil and lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Is that what he said? This is mine and your promises under our new covenant. We didn't have these in the old covenant. We got them today. And they belong to you and me. I turned and started to walk off and looked at that lady sitting there at the foot of the bed. I said, I guarantee this boy will get well. She just kind of, okay. She was going by what she saw. A couple days later, 3 days later, whatever it was, I was in Caitlin's room sitting there, and this nurse came in. And she said, sir, I got to talk to you for a minute. She said, I don't know what it is about when you pray for people. But she said, I knew that boy was going to die that night. That was no question. Every vital sign showed in a matter of hours he'd be dead. And said, you prayed for him? And said, in 30 minutes, everything in his body changed. And said, in 2 hours, he was totally out of danger. And said, the next morning, we took him out of ICU and put him in a recovery room upstairs. She said, in another week, that boy will go home. She said, I don't know what it is happens when you pray. I'll tell you what it happens when I pray. I get people to repent of their sins, and then I pray in faith, and I use the Word of God. And who is it that's in me that shows up? Who? What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. And what's impossible with Jesus?
Nothing.
Isn't it time we start doing some things in faith? But he also says, be holy, for I am holy. He says, walk holy in my presence. He said that too, didn't he? And then he says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, your faith. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Let's go to that scripture. Faith is what makes it all work. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But there's an ingredient that goes with faith you've got to have, or your faith will not work at all. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it makes no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. What's important? What if you don't have no love? Where can you learn about love? Where is the only place you can learn how to love a human being? You know what? We go to the movie and the guy says to the woman, oh, I love you and I want to go to bed with you in a movie. That ain't love. That's lustful sex. That ain't love. Where can you learn what love is? From God. If you don't know God, you don't know what love is. There ain't never been a man that learned what love was. He can't walk in it if he don't know Jesus and he don't know him intimately. That man does not know what love is. I don't care who he is. I don't care what you say. The love of God cannot be in you if Christ is not in you. And the more of the Word that's in you, the more of the love you have in you. I see people all the time come to me and want to be healed. They ain't spending no time with God. They come over here and want me to pray over them. I had a woman come to the front out there one day at the beginning of a healing school, and her daughter came in and said, "My mother's out there in the car and she has cancer. Would you come out and pray for her?" I said, "No, bring her in. Let her listen to God's Word for 4 hours. And if she'll repent of her sins, then I'll pray for her." She said, "We don't have time. We're going to Oklahoma to see my sister." I said, "Okay, y'all go ahead and go to Oklahoma and let your mother die. But, I mean, won't you come out and pray for her?" I said, "It ain't going to do no good. The reason she got cancer now because of her sin. And if I go out and pray for her, it ain't going to do no good." I said, "Your mother's going to have to change. She's going to have to repent of her sins. What is it that brings sickness and disease upon us? If we obey the King, how much sickness and disease did He say we would have?" We went back to the first hour. What in the first hour? How many times did we read, "If you obey me, I will take all sickness away from you. You won't have any"? Did we read that? And we read it over and over and over in different scriptures. So if you've got something wrong with you, you've missed the mark with God. Obviously. I missed that mark many a year of my life. I wondered why I was sick so much. I didn't know how to walk in love. I didn't know how to walk in faith. But I was in church every time the door was open. But I didn't know why I was sick. And I certainly didn't know I had power to pray for the sick and get them healed. But when I started walking in that walk with God, and a love walk, I've seen Him do hundreds of miracles now and thousands of healings. But if I pray for you and you get healed and you don't continue to walk in God's love, you know what's going to happen to you? That same sickness or a worse sickness is going to come upon you again. You cannot not walk in God's love and stay healed. If you grumble and complain all the time, it's going to make you sick. And another thing I've learned, you can't watch 8 hours of television every day and stay healed either. Did you know these televisions out there? I hadn't watched a handful of minutes of television in the last 20 years. But I've watched a little. And what I've watched, I don't understand how anybody could watch that trash.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.